Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
What's one way kids learn about potential careers they might want to pursue? From us. Let's go in depth with Tyler Pearson, College Career Readiness Coordinator at Knoxville High School. So Tyler, you need the community's help coming up in January, and you're preparing for something very special. Can you tell us about it?
Yes, absolutely. We are very excited to run a new type of career week for our high school kids. So all 9th through 12th graders are going to participate in something that is a little different this year. That we're going to have 6 sessions that the high schoolers get to go to and learn about different careers in a variety of different areas. And then we're going to personalize that down to each kid and their interest areas. So we really need help trying to recruit different presenters.
So it can be anybody from anywhere. Anybody that's listening to this could say, hey, I'm an accountant, or, oh, I work in natural resources. I work for the DNR, or I'm a teacher, or I'm a mechanic, whatever. You could say,
yes,
I'll come talk.
Yeah, they could have a variety of different experiences, and we're wanting anybody and everybody that's wanting to come talk to our kids to fill out a form, and then we're going to get you on our list. So this could be something you heard on the radio, it could be something you saw on social media or the internet somewhere, but we are trying to expose our kids to all walks of life and then learn about how they got to that point in their lives.
So how's it all divided up? Or do you have different career categories or anything like that?
Yeah, so in the education world, we have something called career clusters. So there's 6 different career clusters that all careers are going to fall under. And we are trying to organize a systematic approach to it so we can expose kids to all 6 of those. So each day we're going to have at least 2 speakers from every career cluster. And kids can have 6 sessions designed around what they're actually interested in, or if they truly don't know, they could go to 6 different ones over the course of 3 days. So between Wednesday, January 5th, Thursday, January 6th, Friday, January 7th, we're going to run a 2-hour early out schedule at the school. And then that last 2 hours of the day is all about the career week, and kids are going to go to various sessions based on their interests.
Okay, so let's say that I'm an accountant. I show up at, you know, I call you. Contact the school, say, hey, I'm happy to come talk. Then you'll give me the times.
Yep.
Do I have choices?
Yeah, so we have a quick Google form that you guys can fill out. And if you just reach out to me at the school or call the school and I can talk to you, we have a quick form to fill out, and it's going to figure out your availability over those 3 days. You can choose one of those days that you'd like to come, or if you have the flexibility to come on any of those 3 days, we can plug you into one of them that fits our needs. But it's, you're going to show up and you're going to talk for 45 minutes to one group of kids, have a short break, and then talk to another set of kids for 45 minutes, and that'll be 2 back-to-back sessions. But prior to that, we want this to be successful. We're going to partner you with a staff member and a student to give you feedback on your presentation. We're going to give you a template of what seems to work well for us. It kind of organizes some things to cover in like a lecture format for 15 minutes. We're going to encourage you to try to do some kind of interactive activity that you can plan yourself, or if you'd like ideas, the school can help you with that, and then just some Q&A at the end. So that basic structure we're going to try to provide for everybody.
So I just don't come in and blather?
No. Yes and no. You could do that if the kids are super interested and engaged, but we found with high schoolers, if we come in and we lecture for 45 minutes straight, you may not have their interest the whole time. You may be a great storyteller and it may work, but if we can add some interactive, collaborative components to it that the kids could engage in and see what it's like to do your job or ask questions or somehow make it a little more interactive, it might be more successful of a presentation for the students and for the presenter both.
Well, if the kids can't ask questions, it by definition isn't all it could be.
Yes, and I think that's true what we want. We want the kids to learn about what you do for a living in whatever occupation that is, and then figure out if it's a good fit for them, and they can keep trying to pursue that career path, or they can pivot and go a different direction. That's valuable experience too.
More in depth after this.
I can continued my conversation about Career Week with Tyler Pearson, College Career Readiness Coordinator at Knoxville High School. I'm guessing that you don't want us just coming in just saying everything is hunky-dory, everything is great.
Yes.
You probably want us to share some of the challenges and not so great things about the job
and
too.
Some high schoolers may have the mindset right now that I graduate from high school, I may or may not go to a post-secondary training or education, and then I get my dream job, which pays really good money. Well, that may not be true for most occupations. You may have to work your way up within a program or do some entry-level position jobs to work your way up to that higher-paying job. That, yes, we want to know exactly what the reality is and how you may get to that unique job that you're dreaming about might not be right after graduation. You might have to work your way up to it.
Right, because there's some things that, I mean, there is a specific sequence and the kids might not know about it.
Especially on TV these days, you see all these CSI shows, and I want to be a crime scene investigator when I grow up. Well, there aren't a ton of those jobs available here in Iowa. There may be some more in the bigger cities, but you don't just graduate from college and get that job. You have to work your way up within the system, and I think we have a lot of good resources locally that can tell you how to get there, but it's probably not from point A to point B straight line. And even with my job, I graduated from college and thought I wanted to be an elementary teacher, and I went and did that for a few years, and I did some middle school and back to the elementary and then coaching, and now my job now, and it's not a linear straight line from point A to point B. What you think you want to do now as a high schooler may change, and that's okay. We just want the kids to know they have options after graduation and that it's not always a straight line to get there. And I think that's really valuable for our employers and our community partners to tell kids that, not just us as teachers.
Okay, so we covered a little bit from the presenter's perspective. How about from the kids' perspective? What are they going to see? How many different speakers are you going to be able to engage with?
We're hoping to offer over 20 presenters on each of those 3 days. So the kids are going to get a list of everybody that's available on that Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and they're going to truly choose their top 4 or 5 choices. And then we're going to schedule them down into what we can, hopefully their top choices, but they'll attend 2 sessions each of those 3 days. So the kids completely have choice in it. They get to go to their own interest areas or their passion areas. It's not a, I'm going to show up and I'm going to get assigned somewhere. They truly have a choice in the matter, and we're trying to accommodate that.
What are the kids really interested in so far that you see?
So we surveyed a lot of our kids, and we tried to figure out what are their career clusters they're interested in. And the 3 most popular areas that we had was applied science, technology, engineering, and math. So that STEM field, 20% of our kids in high school said they were interested in that. Human services, 22% said they were interested in that. And then the business, finance, marketing, and management, we had about 21% of kids interested in that. So those are the 3 clusters that are most popular, according to our kids right now. So we're bringing in extra presenters in those fields to make sure that our numbers are not too high in any given area.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation about Career Week with Tyler Pearson, College Career Readiness Coordinator at Knoxville High School. Now, what about the areas that kids aren't so interested in? Do you know why they might not be interested in them? Are we not exposing them enough to some of those fields, just in life or in school? Or is it just not top of mind?
I would say it could be a variety of things. I think it is that stigma around that profession that they think it works a certain way, and the reality has changed over the last few years. Even like the world of manufacturing, which is very popular in Marion County, kids think it's a dirty, sweaty environment. And you go visit any of our local industries, they are clean, they are bright, they are doing things that are very engaging and up to times with technology and the robotics and the lasers and the machines. They're just so phenomenal that the kids go and see that firsthand. And, maybe that isn't what I thought it was. Maybe I could be interested in something like that. So I think we're trying to be strategic here in Knoxville and trying to expose kids to all those different things, all the different careers, to remove those stigmas and let them know what's out there. Because most of our kids only know what their parents do or people in their house do or their family does. If we're not strategic in the experiences we're giving to kids before they graduate, they're going to miss out on a lot like you're describing. They wouldn't know what's out there. So I think there's a variety of factors that could play into what they think their interests are right now.
Well, I was just at Vermeer for a manufacturing event, national manufacturers, and the governor was there, and what you just said was their same message.
Yes.
They've got to get out the word. And so I guess you're saying that you're recognizing what they've recognized they need to do, and probably some other fields are like that too.
Yeah, and I would say that was a challenge from me getting this job a year and a half ago, is trying to expose kids to careers K-12. So we're not just looking at high school anymore. We're looking at what field trips are kids going on in the elementaries. What are the guest speakers coming into the classrooms in the middle school? And how can we be strategic about what we're showing kids to on that K-12 spectrum, that all kids are going to get to have some of those connections? Because we may have some families that are connected in the community or involved in a lot of things. Well, their kids are going to have a lot of other opportunities. But what about the kid who has a parent that is not as well connected or that just moved to Knoxville? How can we be strategic to make sure nobody falls through the gaps and getting exposed to everything that's out there?
Getting exposed to as much as possible is so important. I guess I'll just assert that it's career week,
yes.
But it's sort of life. I mean, it's exposing them to important things. It's their whole future could be determined by this one week and people from the community coming out and talking about it.
Yes.
And it's, for some reason, it came to mind that a young lady I talked to a few months ago, she went into chemical engineering. She thought she wanted to be a chemical engineer, but really her parents sort of pushed her to that. She got her chemical engineering degree, and she did it 3 years, hated it, then went back to school for what she wanted, which was graphic design.
Uh-huh.
And so we want the kids to be exposed and follow their dreams, don't they? And so you're lining up what those dreams can look like.
Yeah, so your story brings a couple things to mind for me that... exposing kids to all careers is important, and we're trying to be strategic about that. We're having guest speakers come in at the elementary level and talk about it's called a Panther Spotlight that we're doing, and they just come in and tell their kids, elementary kids, about what they do, what's a passion they have, an interest they have, a hobby they have. Grandma can come talk about sewing, which is a life skill to have. I have a hobby of collecting this or for nature, and they can come talk about that area of expertise. But that entry level at the elementary is important to exposing them. We get a little more deep into it and exploring your own interests at the middle school and matching those with potential careers. And then high school is about trying to get those experiences firsthand, where you're going out and trying those things in a job shadow or trying that thing for a semester in a part-time job. But I think if we can expose kids to their interest areas, and your example, the chemical engineering and the marketing, how could you marry those two interests together, that you have this degree and this expertise in chemical engineering, but you have an interest in the marketing? How can you marry those two things together and go and work for a science magazine or get in with the marketing department within that agency? Because then you know firsthand what the scientists are doing, but then telling the story in marketing would be important too. We have kids graduate that say, I want to be a professional athlete, which is great. I have an interest in sports. Okay, but if you don't want to be on the camera on ESPN someday, you can work with sports and doing the data analytics and preparing the stats and finding those unique stories within that sports field, but not playing the sport. So like you said, I think we can help kids marry their interests with their passions and very personalize that down for them.
Okay, and so the community, it'd be great if they could step up, right?
Yes.
About and beyond Knoxville.
Yeah, so not just Knoxville, but beyond Knoxville, like you said, we would love for our kids to come back to Knoxville and plant roots here and get jobs here. But we know that some of those fields may not exist here locally, or maybe their life takes them a different path that takes them outside of Knoxville. But exposing them to a variety of careers within a variety of industries and fields is our goal, and we need help with that because we know what we know and we have the people here locally. But beyond that, we'd love anybody that's interested in presenting to reach out, and we'd love to have you come talk to our kids during the career week.
Okay, so reach out to the high school, sign up online form.
Yeah.
Is that can I see that if I go to the school webpage?
Yeah, we can get it added to our school's website. If you just reach out to Tyler Pearson here at the high school, or you can send me an email. My email is tyler.pearson@kcsd.k12.ia.us, and I'd be happy to do that with you. But we are going to advertise this around the community the best we can. The Chamber's going to send it out to our local business partners. The KNIA is going to help advertise it here. We will get this added to the website as well. If you're interested in joining us, we'd love to have you.
And you're going to provide me with some structure?
Yes, we will give you all the tools you need to be successful when you come here. So we're going to give you that presentation template and the networking within the school between a teacher and a student to help you prepare and be successful when you get here.
And by what criteria will you measure the event a success?
I think we'll do a variety of surveys within the school, but also with our presenters. How did you feel the kids were engaged? Kids, what did you think about the session? Would you like to talk more with this person? Because that networking is very important too, that a kid might listen to a presenter during this week and then they're reaching out to them for a part-time job down the road, and then they may go get some schooling but come back. But I think that this could be a two-way street, that it benefits the kids and the staff, but could also benefit the employers down the road because you could recruit some students to come work for you.
Thanks to Tyler Pearson for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.